So just continuing to take a few moments to settle in for today's practice. Checking in with the body to see if there's anything else that the body needs to feel 5 to 10% more comfortable. And making any further adjustments now, wanting the body to be as comfortable as possible for the practice. And if using the practice at bedtime, making sure that you're in the position in which you normally fall asleep. And beginning the practice by becoming aware of your breathing. Beginning to follow the breath coming into the nostrils, the chest and the belly. And then easily following the breath as it finds its way back out. Through the mouth, through the nose, whatever is comfortable for the body. And becoming aware of the weight of the body. And silently letting the body know that there is nothing to do right now. And beginning to feel all of the muscles in the body letting go little by little, down into the surface upon which it is resting. And noticing any tension or stress in the mind today. Perhaps a worry about the future, a to-do list, or perhaps something from the past that the mind keeps replaying. And just picture yourself placing these all to the side now, letting them know that you're giving them a little time out for this practice today. But if they need you, you'll come back for them when the practice is through. And if using the practice at bedtime, letting them know that you'll be back for them in the morning if they need you. And taking a few moments to become aware of your surroundings. The room. The sounds. The surface supporting the body. Remembering that you are always supported. And taking a few moments to find your intentions for this practice today. Perhaps an intention to feel more rested. Perhaps to feel and release an emotion, frustration, worry, fear or doubt. Perhaps to get clarity on how to spend your time today. To connect with motivation, trust or guidance, perhaps courage, even to sleep deeply, peacefully, and wake rested. And when you find your 1 to 2 intentions, just silently affirm them to yourself. And know that they will remember you throughout the practice. And then finding your heart's desire, a deep wish for yourself, your life, your time. Perhaps I trust all that is meant to is being completed in divine time. I am easily managing my time with a balance of work, rest, and play. Or perhaps I am worthy of time and doing what is important for my health and happiness. And when you find your desire, begin to silently affirm it to yourself now. Affirming it 3 times. And as you affirm it, visualizing yourself living it. what it looks like, what it feels like in the body. An already accomplished fact. And then beginning to connect again with your breath. Just taking a few moments to follow it in and out of the body. The breath in the nostrils. The chest rising and falling. The belly rising and falling at its own easy pace. And remember, we're not trying to fix or change the breath in any way. Just noticing how it is naturally happening. And perhaps as you are inhaling, think about bringing in self-love, worth, or trust. And as you are exhaling, releasing any fear, self-doubt, insecurity, or worry. And continuing to do this at your own easy pace, breathing in what you would like more of. And as you breathe out, just feeling and releasing that which you are ready to let go of. And then allowing your attention to move to feelings that are present in the body today. And first, we'll just take a few moments to scan the body and notice what is present. Remember that whatever you feel in the body today is fine. And you might feel something in some areas and nothing in others. And that's okay too. First, becoming aware of sensation in the mouth. The inside of the mouth. Sensation in the lips. The jaw. The ears. Sensation in the eyes, the eyelids, the muscles around the eyes, sensation in the forehead, the scalp, the back of the head, the back of the neck. And becoming aware of sensation in the arms. And first bring your attention to the right arm, the right shoulder, And then begin to slowly trace it down the right arm, just following sensation all the way down to the right fingertips. And then moving your attention to the left arm, the left shoulder, and slowly tracing it down the arm, all the way down, down to the left fingertips. And becoming aware of sensation in the torso, the chest, the belly, the pelvis, the genitals. And moving to the back of the torso, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, the buttocks. And then becoming aware of sensation in the legs. And first moving to the right leg, the right hip, and then tracing it down the right leg, tracing sensation all the way down to the right foot and toes. And then moving your attention to the left leg, the left hip, and slowly tracing it down the left leg, all the way down to the left foot and toes. And then becoming aware of sensation in the whole body, all parts of the body. Gratitude for the whole body and all of the messages that it brings. And take a moment to find the feeling in the body that has been speaking to you the loudest. A feeling or area that is trying to get your attention. Perhaps pain, a headache, some other discomfort, an area of the body that is holding weight. and just being with this feeling or area for a few moments now. Not trying to fix it or change it. Remember, it is a messenger coming to bring you information, perhaps on where you are out of balance with spending time in your life. So just staying with this feeling or area for a few moments and silently inquiring, why are you here? What is it that you are trying to show me or tell me? And listening with an open curiosity. Curiosity and compassion. And then silently thanking this feeling or area for the message. And letting it know that if it has anything else to share with you, that you are open to hearing it. And then allowing your attention to move to emotions that are present. And taking a moment to connect with an emotion that has been wanting, needing your attention, so that you can help it to be felt and released. Perhaps the emotion is fear, overwhelm, anxiety, frustration. Perhaps sadness. And taking a few moments to be with this emotion. And if it's helpful, even thinking of a memory to help invoke it, to feel it in the body. And as you stay with the memory, just noticing how and where you feel the emotion in your body. Remembering this is a safe place to feel your emotions. And let go of the memory now, but just stay for a moment or two longer, feeling your emotion. And then allowing your attention to move to an opposite emotion. Perhaps the emotion is peace, happiness, acceptance. And taking a few moments and even remembering a time when you were experiencing this emotion to fully feel it in the body, in the mind. And when you feel this opposite emotion in the body, then letting go of the memory. But staying a few moments longer, feeling the opposite. And then taking a few moments to move back and forth now between the two emotions. First, remember and feel the first emotion, perhaps anxiety, fear, sadness, frustration, or anger. And then when it feels right to you, moving and feeling the opposite emotion, perhaps acceptance, happiness, peace. And doing this several times now at your own easy pace. Moving back and forth between your emotions. And when this feels complete to you, welcome both emotions. Welcome and feel both in the body. Everything welcome. All parts of you. And just notice how welcoming both balances, heals the body and the mind. And then allowing your attention to move to beliefs that are present. And finding that belief that is holding you back from spending time on you and your priorities. Perhaps there's a belief that I never have enough time. I have to do everything today, perhaps by myself. It's selfish to take time to focus on me. Or I am not worth the time. When you find a belief to work with today, hold it as true for a few moments. Silently repeating this belief to yourself several times. And noticing how and where you feel in the body when you hold the belief. There might be an image arising, a memory, an emotion, perhaps more thoughts coming in with it. Remember that whatever you're experiencing is fine, no right or wrong. And then taking a moment to find an opposite belief. Perhaps I have all the time to do what is important for me today. Perhaps it is impossible to do it all. I trust what needs to get done will. It is necessary to focus on me, to be healthy, happy. I am worthy of taking the time for my health and happiness. When you find an opposite belief, hold it as true for a few moments. Silently affirming this opposite to yourself several times. And noticing how and where you feel in the body when you hold the opposite belief. Perhaps an image is arising, a memory. More thoughts coming in with it. Whatever you've experienced is fine. No right or wrong. And then take a moment to welcome and hold both beliefs. Welcome and holding both at the same time. Perhaps even picturing yourself holding a belief in each hand. Everything welcome. All parts of you. And just notice how welcoming both balances, heals the body and the mind. You're just noticing how you are feeling, resting just as you are. Knowing there's no need to change or alter your experience today. Whatever you have felt or experienced during this practice is fine. No right or wrong. And again, remembering and affirming your heart's desire. A deep wish you have for yourself and your life. And visualizing yourself living it. Feeling it deep in the body. The heart. Already true in this moment. And if using this practice during the day, beginning to slowly come back again to the room, the sounds, gently waking the body, always honoring the body. And if using this practice at bedtime, continuing to drift off to deep, peaceful sleep, knowing from deep within that you are whole and healthy, worthy of taking time for you, your passions, purpose, wants, needs, and desires already today. And this completes the practice. May you take the feelings into the rest of your day and evening. And thank you for practicing with me.